or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m. Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Do you have a business and want to reach people? Hi, I'm Carol Blonder, and you've heard me host my radio show, Networking Arizona, for over 10 years, and I've helped thousands of people do just that. Book a spot on my show to get the word out about what you do. Call me at 602-228-4629 or visit my website, networkingarizona.net. Networking Arizona, heard every Tuesday and Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Networking, it makes a difference.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Achtung, mein Kameraden, we are the true Avengers and intrepid warriors of America, as we are behind every blade of grass. And this is your dramatic warlord, Panzer Group leader at the Radio High Command here at the Castle on the Rhine, as I brazenly broadcast from the mounted stronghold here in what I like to call Fortress Arizona. Now, it's so funny how the unhinged Democrats and leftists in America are yet again hoping that Mueller, of all people, will be their savior. And meanwhile, they will be sorely disappointed because the trap setter here, Mueller, is about to be trapped by his own cabal, possibly, as he is forced to now testify in front of Congress. They say that life is not fair, so they want to rig it to favor the losers in America, the degenerates, the freaks, the criminal pedophiles, the militants in our streets. This is the new uber-liberal America that wants to dominate the nation and steal the next elections. So the Jackass Democrat Debates Part 2 is on tonight for the losers in that party. But what is a Democrat? It goes like this.
Welcome to the Investors Trading Academy, talking glossary of financial terms and events. Our word of the day is Democrat. The political landscape of the United States is dominated by two major parties, the Democrats and Republicans. Though there are some differences between Democrats and Republicans, it's next to impossible to classify everyone based on every political issue. There are many specific important points that members of each party agree with. These important points are generally found in each party's platform. The Democratic Party can trace its roots all the way back to Thomas Jefferson, when they were known as Jefferson's Republicans, and they strongly opposed the Federalist Party and their nationalist views. The Democrats adopted the donkey as their symbol due to Andrew Jackson, who was publicly nicknamed Jackass because of his popular position of let the people rule. The Democratic National Committee was officially created in 1848. During the Civil War, a rift grew within the party between those who supported slavery and those who opposed it. This deep division led to the creation of a new Democratic Party, the one we now know today. A Democrat is typically known as a supporter of a broader range of social services in America than those advocated by Republicans. Republican philosophy is based on a limited influence of government and a dominant foreign policy.
Now, that's how it used to be, but right now in Washington, there are two parties in America. There's the party in Washington, D.C., and then there's the rest of us in the country, as the Republicrats and the Democrats have morphed into one party. The true party right now of America is the Nationalist Party. Both parties in D.C. are corrupt, and we saw that in the 2016 election when the so-called leadership of the Republicrats were attacking President Trump. The symbol of the Democrats is the jackass donkey. The symbol of the Republicrats is the elephant chasing its tail. The symbol of the Nationalists is the lion.
This lion is the king of the jungle, huge mane out there. He's laying down under a tree in the middle of Africa. He's so big. So hot. He doesn't want to move. Now, the little lion comes. They start messing with him. Biting his tail, biting his ears. He doesn't do anything. The lioness, she starts messing with him. Coming home, making trouble. Still, nothing. Now, the other animals, they notice this. And they start to move in. The jackals, hyenas, barking at him, laughing at him. They nip his toes and eat the food that's in his domain. They do this, and they get closer and closer and bolder, till one day, that lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody, runs like the wind, eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is.
We are the lion. We are the Nationalist Party. We don't believe in the corrupt Washington, D.C. cabal. Because right now, the United Nations is now rolling out a new anti-hate speech campaign, which includes speech against all UN programs. Did you know that? And both parties support it. What did I tell you, America? The UN is an evil conglomeration of failed states, which desperately wants to overtake America with their satanic beast armies at the right time. They're just looking for a reason to come in. They're waiting for either a dollar collapse or civil unrest or something of that nature to have an excuse to come in and take over. Stay heavily armed, America. This is far, far from over. America no longer needs a wall at our southern border with Mexico, because half the country is already in America. Half the Central American people are over here. The border in many places has collapsed as the weaponized immigration invasion continues. The nation needs a permanent nationalist army at the border to stem the tide, or the nation is going to devolve even more into border chaos, anarchy, riots, civil unrest. Ain't diversity grand, America? You know, all these social experts are always telling us, lecturing us, that diversity enhances our lives and that we need to keep the borders open in order to grow, quote-unquote, as fully functional human beings. But I bet they never lived in a border state. So tonight, we cannot be all things to all people. That is not the goal of my show. We will be who we are. And America will either accept it or not. But one thing is certain. This track that we're on is not sustainable. So tonight, we will start the legendary Von Wehan Show. I'm glad you're here tonight. It's a big show. We have the number one deplorable calling in from Washington, D.C.
Hey everyone, this is Ken Beckrick, owner of Online Trading Academy Phoenix. One of my students recently told me that Online Trading Academy is the best kept secret in the valley. Well, let me tell you, if you're a business owner, the last thing you want is for your business to be a secret in the community it serves, even if it is the best one. So I'm offering a series of complimentary workshops to get the word out. The workshop will benefit beginners who want to generate monthly income trading the financial markets. Additionally, it'll benefit those who have no interest in trading but want to manage their long-term retirement accounts. And if you're an experienced trader who's struggling to generate consistent profits, this workshop's for you too. Admission is free for those who call 8448-INCOME right now. That's 844-846-2663. When you attend, you'll also receive five of our most popular home study courses absolutely free. Call 8448-INCOME now. Seating is limited. Call 844-846-2663 today.
The Von Wehan Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehan is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehan will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehan is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehan, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hello, my name is Roger Staubach. I'm a Navy veteran, and I hope you tune in to the American Warrior program with my good friend Ben Bueller Garcia.
Did you know that even though Roger Staubach had an NFL contract, he volunteered to go to Vietnam? That's just one of the compelling stories you'll hear Sundays on American Warrior Radio. Trust an NFL legend to make the right call. Tune into American Warrior Radio Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Over 100 other stories on demand at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health Formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, we return to the Von Weehunt Show, featuring Von Weehunt, the Barbarian.
Thank you for being here, and boy, are you in for a treat tonight. We have Alex Davis, our VIP guest, the nation's number one deplorable. And I would say this, if you see a deplorable in America, thank a deplorable. That's about half the country. And our sponsor, as always, is Automotive Instincts, 2050 West Deer Valley Road in Phoenix, Arizona, a great mechanical shop for your car. Foreign and domestic. Now, a man called the station last week and told me the Von Weehunt Show is an oasis in a desert, he said, of talk radio, where the light shines brightly. And I really appreciate his spot-on comments. We will always follow our star on every show. Stay thirsty, my friends. So, folks, we're so glad you are here tonight. This is the legendary episode 173, the start date of 6/20/2019. And this is our Rendezvous with Destiny and Border Collapse show special tonight. Our command bunker has advised me we've got Alex Davis, the nation's number one deplorable. Let's patch him through our World War II phone system here. Alex, are you there, sir?
Yes, Vaughn. Thank you for having me back on. It's an honor.
How are you doing?
You tonight.
Yes.
I'm doing fantastic. Well, I don't know how fantastic I'm doing. Let me look that over just a moment.
Yes.
I just got done watching the second night of the Democrats debating one another, and wow, it's unbelievable what the things I've witnessed and the questions and the answers.
Yes.
If our country ever goes in the hands of these people, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble.
Well, I agree, and that's why this show's about war and peace, and I believe that the Trump revolution will exceed his presidency. But I agree, if the Democrats get power in 2024 or earlier, we're in for a lot of trouble, folks. And the things they want to do are amazing, you know?
And they're in lockstep. I mean, there's not one that's you know, like going a little bit this direction or that direction. I heard them tonight. They're 99.9% are all, for instance, they said, raise your hand, which one of you guys here on the stage tonight would give free health care to illegal immigrants? They all raised their hand. And we've got people that's in need in this country. We've got homeless. You know, the list goes on and on and on. But they'd rather, there was nothing about helping the country. Nothing, zero about right. helping the country and the people in this wonderful country. It was all about helping these people. I don't understand it. I don't get it. There was one question last night. Then we'll go back over this. The most bizarre thing I ever heard in my life. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And then after it was over, they went over it again. Some of the commentators, and I said, "Wow, I did hear it right." And it was, you know, Castro. How'd you like to have a President Castro, you know, as a brother, the Castro brothers, you know, President Castro. But anyway, God. He said, there was talking about, you know, abortion, which is a fancy word for murder.
Right.
He was talking about abortion. And we got, don't forget that we have to, if there's an abortion for men, did you hear what I just said? Men needs an abortion. We have to have money for them.
I heard
did
that.
You hear what I,
yes.
Did you hear that?
It's clown world at the Democrat debate. Clown world. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of clowns up there trying to dictate to America.
And 20 people get out of the little car. Well, that's it. You're right. It's clowns. They're all packed in the car. And,
exactly.
It's insanity personified. It's insanity.
Yeah, it's Bozo's big top for Democrats.
Yes,
literally,
exactly.
It's pretty pathetic. I agree.
I just shake my head and go, are you joking? Here's the part I don't understand. Who in the hell would vote for these kind of people?
I agree. But those people, there are militant Democrats. There are people who really have college degrees. Some are uneducated. But boy, they are dyed in the wool Democrats. And you'd be surprised. I mean, it's not just people in academia. You'd be surprised. People that bust their ass and work for a living and paycheck to paycheck. Boy, they think that the Democrats are the greatest thing since sliced bread. You can tell them you'll be taxed more. You'll have less money. They don't care. It's all about power to them and party. They don't care about anything else. You know?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, they want the power so bad they can taste it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I remember what Lindsey Graham said during the hearing, the beautiful, wonderful man, the Supreme Court Justice.
Yes.
He said, all you want is power, and I hope you never get it. He was right on the money.
He was.
Just like you said. Just like you just said right now. And like I said, I sat there, and of course, They went after the front runner, Kamala Harris did, especially right after Mr. Biden. She went right after him, brought everything up that's been in the news recently about some of the people that he. And I have to defend him. He was just saying, "Hey, I can go across the aisle and look at these people. That's not a bad." Mm-hmm. Well, they twisted it and said, "Oh, these are bad racist people, and you're giving." And he never said nothing like that. He just
right.
said he could work with people. It's just they'll twist it, they'll turn it, they'll spin it. And then the other one that I really can't stand is that Eric Swalwell. He's right now, he's polling at 0.0. And,
because he is a zero. Yes.
Yeah. He's Mr. Zero. And he wants to, confiscate your guns. That's what he wants to do.
Oh, he does.
He wants to take your guns off you.
He has made that very, very clear on many Twitter videos. And folks, if you want to reach me in the show, and Alex too, I'm sure, we're on Twitter every day. And that's where a lot of news is being on. And, Eric Swalwell has had a lot of anti-gun confiscation videos that I've seen. That is his goal.
Yeah, that's his goal. That is his goal. And then of course, the head communist man, Crazy Bernie,
BS.
Was, yeah. Whatever they asked him, well, what do you think? How's the weather? What do you think about the weather? And he went right to his. All he talks about is one thing, you know, and it's all about health care and
right.
free health care. And they asked him. I said, well, I had to give the people asked the question a little bit of credit. well, how are we going to pay for it? He talked for 10 minutes and never did see how he was going to pay for it.
My favorite line from Bernie is when he goes, income inequality. Income inequality. The way he says that is, I don't know, just really bizarre. Guy's a real freakazoid. Why young kids find him attractive, I don't know. Some weird guy from Vermont, from the forest, you know, who's a Marxist. He's the last guy you should be listening to if you're a millennial. Seriously.
Yeah, I agree. And they even, somebody said, it didn't even work in your own state. And he just made an ugly face and twisted, and that's a lie, and it wasn't.
Bernie Sanders, I did some research on him. He was so bad, he never even worked on his liberal hippie commune. He got kicked out of his Democrat hippie commune by the other hippies. I mean, how bad do you have to be, how lazy, to be kicked out by uber liberal hippies, for God's sakes, in the late 1960s? That's a fact. You can Google it.
Unreal.
The guy is a menace to society, and he's a lazy bum that owns 3 homes. He's a millionaire, but he always talks about income inequality. Alex, hang on. We'll talk for 5 more minutes in the next segment about Bernie and the other cast of characters from the Democrat jackass party. So, folks, let me get this straight. You want to wipe out all student debt for everybody and then let the taxpayers who already paid their student loans off foot the bill? I don't think so. The Von Wien Show. I shall be back.
A second night of debate sponsored by NBC News saw the candidates draw contrasts between one another. California Senator Kamala Harris talked about what she believes 2020 is all about.
This election is about you. This is about your hopes and your dreams and your fears and what wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And that's why I have what I call a 3 a.m. agenda. That is about everything from what we need to do to deliver health care to how you will be able to pay the bills by the end of the month.
The House passed a Senate version of a $4.6 billion border funding bill. Correspondent Manu Raju.
That Senate bill passed by an overwhelming bipartisan majority, but it was opposed by a number of House Democrats who believed it did not go far enough to have improved conditions for kids in particular at the detention facilities at the border, so they tried to get changes to the Senate bill.
That measure now moves on to the president for his expected signature. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX WeatherBug Weather Center for tonight, clear with a low of 78, sunny and hot with a high near 110 on your Friday. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 84. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 108. Breezy conditions, gusting winds as high as 20 miles per hour. I'm Tim Livingston from the KFNX Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 92 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hey there, it's Jamie with Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Your favorite place to find the best quality nutritional and wellness products for a great price, including many of those hard-to-find items. Our family and staff are committed to bringing you the best customer service and product education. We've always got something fun and exciting going on to help support you on your journey towards healthier living. So check out our website, Facebook page, weekly seminars and events, and thank you for being a part of the Healthy Habit Health Foods family.
The Old Town Tortilla Factory has been a local landmark for over 20 years in downtown Scottsdale, serving the very best southwestern Tex-Mex cuisine and over 140 premium tequilas in a fabulous outdoor patio setting. Known for their premium award-winning margaritas and homemade flavored tortillas, you will never be disappointed at the Old Town Tortilla Factory. The Old Town Tortilla Factory is next to the Vallejo Hotel at 6910 East Main Street. Call for reservations at 480-945-4576.
When it comes to hiring a cleaning service, who should you choose? Why not save your valuable time and go with the best by choosing Arizona's Best Cleaning? At Arizona's Best Cleaning, we get the job done right the first time. In fact, we've been getting commercial and residential properties sparkling clean since 2008. We also offer gutter cleaning, too. And best of all, get your friends and associates to sign up, too, for a referral bonus. Contact us today for a quote, 602-245-3442. That's 602-245-3442.
Hi, I'm Steve Cates, the host of the popular radio show, A Call to Rights, to learn much more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, our Second Amendment rights, and always ways to stay free. Always refuse to be a victim. Join us, 11 a.m. on 1100 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
And that is, you know, you're happy when you're young because you're young, dumb, and have no idea where you're going and everything looks like opportunity. You're miserable by midlife because you realize that everything you've done from 20 to 40 has not gotten you to where you thought it would get you. And you see that you have to still work another 20 years of your life. So you've struggled for 20, you see 20 more in front of you, and you don't see those results getting you where you want to be.
Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, mypassiveincomesystem.com. mypassiveincomesystem.com.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Yes, we're back. The Von Wehhunt Show, your favorite show. Some Americans did watch the Clown World Democrat debates because they had no new ideas for America. Just old, worn-out liberal phrases that shows how desperate the party is right now. The stage was full of Democrat losers, but they are, we know, a threat to our free speech assembly and gun rights. Let's bring over the nation's number one deplorable, Alex Davis from Washington, D.C. Alex, are you there?
Hey, Vaughn, I wanted to bring up our tour, the Trump 2020 tour.
Absolutely. Yes.
We did the one a few weeks ago at the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. It was amazing. We sold out. We had a great time. People were raving about it when they were done. Well, we're going on. We're going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Coming up right now, July the 6th, at the Radisson Lackawanna. What a crazy name. Radisson Lackawanna Station Hotel. Beautiful facility. We're going to be there. I don't know if you know Liz Corbin or not. She's an investigative journalist. She's going to be there, and we got our whole team. And I got a lady coming in from New York that's a Joan Rivers impersonator.
Oh, cool.
And she's we're going to bring her in. We're going to have fun with her. Remember Joan? You know, she passed a little while
back. Love Joan Rivers.
She won the Celebrity Apprentice, good friend of Trump. So we'll have fun with her. So that's going to be that Saturday, July 6th. That should be awesome. And then we're going down to Florida. We're going to be at the hotel right on Fort Lauderdale Beach called the Bahia Mar.
Yes.
Beautiful. I'm from South Florida originally. So the Bahia Mar, I know it well. It's gorgeous. It's right on the ocean. We got 600 seats. We're going to sell it out. There's a guy that you may know him from the social media. He is huge. He's called DC Drano. You should look him up if you don't
know. I've heard of him. Yes.
Yeah, DC Drano. He's from there. So
he's going to drain the swamp. Love it.
He's going to drain. That's it. Drain the swamp. DC Drano. So he's coming over, and the whole team's going to be there, and that's going to be awesome. That's going to be August 31st. Again, we always pick Saturday. Saturday's a good day for that. So we'll be there. And then we're coming out. We're going west. We're going to Burbank, California.
Nice.
Yeah. We're going to be there September the 28th at the Burbank Holiday Inn Media Center. We're going to be there. We got celebrities coming.
Cool.
That should be exciting. We got one lady. You remember the lady that wore the Trump dress at the Emmy Awards?
Yes.
You remember her? Okay. We got her coming, and we're excited about that. Hold on. I'm trying to think of her name.
We're going to have you out here in Phoenix, too, in the probably November.
Yeah. I want to come to Phoenix so bad. We just need a few people that will be boots on the ground.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you who's been helping us. It's really been great in these different cities is the Republican Women's Party. Them women are just... the one in right
Love
now
it.
In Pennsylvania, they sold over 400 tickets. And then we've got the Bikers for Trump. They've sold a couple of hundred tickets. So we're sold out there.
So cool.
And then we got a couple of churches, too, that aren't ashamed to mention the name of Trump. You know, and we have a couple of churches that's selling tickets, and so we're just about sold out there too. I think we're looking good, but yeah, we got Joe Zilla coming out to the one in California. But Vaughn, I want to do something in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, I have friends.
We're going to do it. We're working on it now.
We got to get it done, and we'll bring the whole team out there. And you know, we have comedy, we have music, we get up there and brag about what's going on with our country and how well everything is going under the leadership of Donald J. Trump. And it's amazing. We're getting a big van right now together, and we're going to wrap it. It's going to have Trump 2020 tour on it, deplorables for Trump. And that way we can, you know, it's difficult right now shipping everything that I need, my books and the backdrops for pictures and all that kind of stuff. So we're gonna have that.
You got to have your stage props, man. I love it. Hey, how do folks reach you? Is it a website? Go ahead and shout it out.
You could reach us through Deplorables, the digit for Donald J. Trump. Deplorables for Donald J. Trump.
That's Deplorables for DonaldTrump.com.
Correct. And then the other way, where most people get me at, is through my Facebook. I got a couple. I got Trump 2020 Tour, and I also have one called Stop Democrats Now. You won't forget that. Stop Democrats Now. And you can go right on there and see everything. And if you want tickets for these events, you can get them at Eventbrite.
Awesome. Alex Davis, the number one deplorable in America from Washington, D.C. We want to thank you for your precious time tonight. What are your final thoughts to America?
My final thoughts is this. Get the word. Remember, let me sum it up. When we first met with Trump, we didn't know each other. Now there's 62 million of us, and we've become family. We are family. You meet somebody now that's a Trump supporter, it's like a reunion. It's amazing. And now the 62 million. And when we first met Trump, he never accomplished nothing. He built casinos. He built hotels. He built a Celebrity Apprentice. He built, you know, Trump Tower. Now he's built America. He's built the economy. He's built the military. He's built up the vets. And the list goes on and on and on, Vaughn. So we have something to work with. Now, of 62 million, we have something to brag about, and we have evidence, and we have facts. And now we should take that 62 million and we should increase it. I don't know, 100 million, 90 million? I think we should. This should be big. This man is in 2 years. Look what he is accomplished.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I know. Alex, thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you. Folks, Alex Davis. Thank you, sir. Have a great night. The number one deplorable, Alex Davis. Deplorables for DonaldTrump.com. He is wonderful. He's on his nationwide tour. But I would say this. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth in America is now a revolutionary act. And also, this phrase from the days of ancient Rome. Salus populi suprema lex esto. Stands for the health of the people should be always supreme law. I believe that great angelic beings are guiding humanity tonight, as we pray to the great creator of the universe and the cosmos, that he will protect us, that he will protect the planet, that he will protect our leader and president, and that he will protect his people, as only we are his true chosen people. We have not forsaken him. We have not forgotten him. He lives in our hearts and in our minds. He is etched into our souls forever. Let it be written. Let it be said. His will be done. We are head over heels for the nation. We have a fervent belief in it. We must prevail. Yes, the world is out of sync. Folks, big show as always. You heard Alex Davis, nation's number one deplorable. In our next segment, I want you to call. We have two open lines. If you've never called the show before, now is your time, your rendezvous with destiny. You will dial 602-277-5369. Make it happen. You can do it. I believe in you.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, and we're expanding our lineup of local talk shows. We're looking for individuals, business owners, and professionals to host their own radio talk show. This would be a new weekly show that either you pay for or help get sponsors to fund your show. You would pick the topic, select guests, and take calls from the listening audience. There is no experience necessary, and we provide training. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
In Africa, five-year-old Charu has no choice. She and millions like her walk miles a day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Hey, son. Congratulations on your new home.
Thanks, Dad.
The Elton brothers really came through.
I'm finally off your couch and into my new pad, and they saved us money.
Money and headaches.
To get a competitive cash offer on your home, usually within a week, call the Elton brothers, 480-451-3318. See if your home qualifies. Receive a bona fide cash offer on your home. Call 480-451-3318.
Hey, Dad, have you seen my CBD pen?
Elton brothers, with Arizona Best Real Estate, eltonbrothers.com.
Attention business owners, do you have enough high-quality clients and repeat customers? Are you ready to discover a new way to market your business and save money? Avantage is the hottest new online marketplace to connect and promote local businesses and freelancers. Collaborate, gain quality clients, and grow your business. And the best part, our platform is completely free. That's right, it's free. Avantage is the local business advantage. Join today at Avantage.com and receive a free gift. That's AVONTAGE.com.
There's quite a big difference in just living and living well. The aim of the Successful Living Show is life and how you live it. Join John and Millie every Tuesday at 11 a.m. for Successful Aging, only on KFNX.
And now, we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Yes, we are back. We are the lions on the safari of life. And when we assemble for battle, this is what it sounds like.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Both can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death praying for war. But until that day, you are pukes. You are the lowest form of life on earth.
That's right. Let's get the Irish pirate on somewhere from his mysterious location in Phoenix. Irish pirate, are you there?
I am in compound. I am
in front of you, and I am definitely deplorable.
Yes, assembled for battle. You're a lion on the safari. And how may I help you tonight, sir? What are your thoughts?
Oh, there's quite a few things out there. I ran into an architect this week who would actually ask me the question. He said, why are you so fond of these talk shows and people who actually stick a microphone in people's faces and actually get
yes.
them to say the stupidest thing?
We're famous for that. Yes.
You've got to be kidding me. If you can't get the Democrats to talk about why they think they don't like President Trump, why they want the government to give away money on their behalf for reasons that don't even need to be done. If
yes.
you can't get them to talk about these things, you're never going to be able to get them to say, you know what, that does sound kind of stupid.
Right. Exactly.
So I do that. I am a young earth creationist. I like to get people to actually talk about imagining mankind suddenly coming from rocks.
Right.
It's great.
It is. Well, talk radio is the last bastion of truth in America. We're not corporate media, folks. The talk radio, no one is telling me what to say on every show. We're not print media or TV, you know?
Yeah, to have such a nationalist, to have such a creationist opinion, you're going to get slapped. There are some people out there who are going to say, please shut this man up.
That's right.
And the answer is, we deserve a voice anyway. All you have to do is use yours. We would love for you to be able to get onto a talk show, even like this one, even if you think we're nuts, and try to explain it to us how it couldn't be that we shouldn't be looking out for our own best interests, how we couldn't be asking people, don't you think the way that America was created was the best first foot forward ever in the history of this planet?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me. And if you can't understand that, we'll help you. And if you want to know why it is we're so proud of it, let us talk. You don't have to shut us up.
We're That's
more
right.
than willing to show you, and we'll take you along for the ride. That is, unless, of course, you're just absolutely committed to trying to stop shows like this one from being on the air.
Which they are.
What the union eats.
Yes. Irish, thank you so much, sir. My only regret in life, folks, is that I don't have enough time to give to you. We need more sponsors, and we must conquer more radio stations. That's the Irish Pirate from his location somewhere in Phoenix. And I would say this, that I had a vendor that recently called me, and he said he wanted to change my format to be a sponsor, or he wanted it watered down a bit to placate. He said a more kinder and gentler, varied, diverse, and multicultural audience. I declined, just so you know. I declined a few other people because they're making demands on my show, just so you know. As long as there is an explosion of mass censorship of conservatives, libertarians, and nationalists, I told this potential sponsor, I will not change one thing about the show unless I decide that is too harsh for them or too much, then they know what to do. I will not falter or fail my audience, as I am a man of my word, which is like German steel, and I do not and will not bend to their will. No one tells me what to say, and no one tells me how to do my show. I've got no program director from corporate media waving their hands at me. I'm completely independent and in charge of all radio content. I am completely free to do my own thing here at KFNX per my contract. That is the way it is. And if a vendor or potential sponsor doesn't like it, or the converse or whatever, well, then they know what they can do and where to go. Capiche? Do we understand each other? Do we understand ourselves now, Sherlock? No one tells the German barbarian which way is north or south, as I have already figured out the battle plan well in advance. I have full creative control over the show, the Von Weekend Show, and always will. You can bet your ounces of gold and silver on that one. And on that note, member of Retro America. It's the way it used to be, and it sounds a little bit like this.
Galactus shall do so forevermore. If such be my destiny, willingly do I accept it. My fate.
Man, you like the Silver Surfer.
Yeah, I like the Surfer.
I think he's a jerk.
No, man, he's a hero. He's a hero. He's trying to save the world from Galactus. What's wrong with that?
He's crazy. He could get away anytime he wants. He's got the power, Cosmic.
You know why he stays? He stays because he likes it here on Earth. He wants to help the people out.
Yeah, but they don't want his help. They're always after him. The cops and the Marines. He's a jerk.
Hey, why don't you go lie down on the road for a spell? Earthman's a jerk. Love is the power supreme.
Hey, you buy that book? This ain't no library.
The Surfer's nuts to hang around. I mean, he knows that life on Earth has no meaning. It's chaos. It's out of control. But he's got a chance to break away. I mean, he's plugged into the galaxy. He's got the power cosmic. Only a jerk would stay when he could go.
Huh? Yeah, then you're right.
Now, let's bring in Brett the Surfer. That was his Silver Surfer introduction. Brett, are you there?
Love it, Vaughn.
Yes,
it, man.
I'm full of tricks, covert operations, and clandestine activities. Rest assured.
Oh,
what are your thoughts, sir, in our closing segment?
I'm glad you're sticking to your guns, Vaughn.
Oh, I am, man.
I mean,
I've been
I'm
asked
glad
it.
To hear
Can
that.
You change? People have brought me to breakfast, brought me to lunch. We'd like you to change this, tweak this, and water this down. Go to hell. I will not do it, but I will eat your free breakfast. Thank you. That's the American
and
way.
Enjoy it.
And I will enjoy every morsel of it. Right. Now it's happened. I want to let the audience know that we're not going to change from outside pressure. You know?
Well,
we're like that wave, man. Catch that wave.
It's the Von Williams Show. I understand that. I'm all about waves, man. Well, you know, the winner on the Drudge Report, did you see who the winner of the Democratic debate
Tulsi Gabbard,
was?
Yes.
From Hawaii, right?
That's who I selected.
Yeah.
It's eerie that they were on the same wavelength. That's exactly who I thought won that debate. Tulsi Gabbard. Watch out for her.
Yeah.
She is a Marxist in hiding. Yeah. She's not your friend, America.
I mean, I love the waves in Hawaii, Vaughn, but the politics there are insane. You know,
I agree.
It's Chicago, right?
Chicago politics in Honolulu, man. Yeah, the waves out there in Hawaii are great. I think she's been inhaling too much salty air, which has permeated her brain. But she is pretty hot. We'll give her that.
Yeah, I will give her that too. Yeah,
she's half
and
Samoan and half American, and Bernie can go to hell. Your final thoughts,
Brett.
He was
talking tonight. It was just crazy. The socialism, he's a Marxist on a soapbox, and it's sick.
He is. Brett, thank you so much. Brett the Surfer.
Thank you, Vaughn.
The Vaughn Wien Show, signing off. Thank you. You are the Silver Surfer of the radio wave, coast to coast, from my mountain stronghold. God bless you all, and good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers.